This is the I Sustain podcast channel, a weekly podcast channel that is all about sustainable lifestyles around the world. I'm Emilia Zhou. Climate change, global warming, plastic pollution in marine system. These words have been repeatedly jumping into our eyes and ears more frequently than ever, dominating headlines for a long while now. This sends a message to the world's residents that the need for sustainability is urgent, and a sustainable lifestyle is going to be an inevitable trend for all of us now. Xu Yi is an influencer in China who generates travel and tourism-related content. Recently, Xu Yi traveled to Erhai Lake, a popular travel destination in Yunnan province that attracts millions of tourists each year for its spectacular sightseeing of natural beauty. She planned out for weeks where to take beautiful photos to share with her followers and what stylish posters she could use in the photos. And she could not suppress her excitement towards this trip, as she has always loved oceans, seas, and lakes. And she had already been drowned in the beautiful pictures of Erhai Lake shared by others on the internet. It was supposed to be a dream trip. However, when Xu Yi landed in Yunnan and finally arrived in Erhai Lake, her excitement immediately turned into the complex mixture of astonishment and disappointment.
I was so confused. For seconds, I doubted if I'd been in the right place. I mean, it was more like landfills or ruins than a scenic spot. It was nothing like what I saw on the internet. All of my plans just fell into bubbles.
Xu Yi told us.
There were numerous plastic bags and plastic bottles floating on the lake. The high intensity of the floating plastics makes me feel that it was a lake of plastics and trash with a few drops of water. The trash left by the tourists were, well, impermeable. I felt suffocating just looking at it. That was when I started to examine my lifestyles and travel habits in relation to the idea of sustainability.
Xu Yi then reflected on her travel habits and discovered that, although she was not throwing plastic bags or bottles in the oceans or lakes when traveling, the number of abandoned plastics still stung her. Xu Yi found that she was using too many plastic products in trips for convenience, yet she felt that compared to the consequences of using plastic products, the convenience of using plastic products was not cost-effective.
I never bought my own water bottles during a trip because I thought it was inconvenient to hold a bottle while appreciating the views and taking photos. However, now that I think about it, I still need to hold the plastic bottles when I buy bottled water. There is really no such a big difference in terms of convenience. As for the plastic bags, they are even worse. They cannot compete with the recyclable canvas bags, no matter in terms of capacity or in terms of styles and outlooks. This also raised my concern for other travel habits that may be detrimental to the environment.
After Xu Yi came back from her trip to Erhai Lake, she posted what the lake really looked like now and started a sustainability campaign that called for a more sustainable travel style. This more sustainable travel style includes less cruise ship activities, reduction on plastic products usage during travel, and more sustainable transportation such as buses and metros instead of cabs. Embracing sustainability is not as difficult as many people think. Small things like bringing your own water bottles, bringing your own shopping bags, not using plastic straws are all a big step to implementing sustainability. We are all residents on this planet that raises us and nourishes us. And now it is time for us to incorporate sustainability to protect it, protect ourselves, and protect our future generations.